The Arizona Educational Foundation has named its 2022 State Teacher of the Year. It's Nancy Parra Quinlan, a STEM and CTE teacher at Kino Junior High in the Mesa School District. She's taught for more than 25 years, and her current courses include engineering, robotics, and a medical detectives class. I spoke with her earlier and asked how what she does in STEM at the junior high level fits in with where her students might want to go later on.
Well, STEM jobs are one of the fastest growing career areas, and we need to get our students caught up with having STEM experiences. STEM is outpacing, according to the Pew Research Center, STEM outpaces all other job growth. And so we need to start exposing students, especially students of color, early on to the idea of STEM careers and STEM concepts. So at junior high, we're not telling the kids, okay, figure out what you want to be now. We're telling them, hey, here's some ideas. Here's some things you might not have ever thought of or been exposed to in, you know, your 13, 14, 15 years of life so far. A lot of my students were very low income and don't have a lot of parents who have gone to college or are in high paid professions. So if I can show my students how the world works and how STEM can be a part of their lives, they're able to kind of get an idea of things they do and don't like that possibly in the future they'd want to go into for a career.
Do you find that when your students get to you at the beginning, do they know what STEM type subjects are? Like, are they familiar with these concepts?
Well, a lot of them have heard the acronym of science, technology, engineering, mathematics, but don't know what it is, especially when we get to the engineering part. They think it's something hard that they can't do. When we just explain to them, it's really problem solving. It's using the skills of inference and deductive reasoning and what we call iteration, where you might go back and fix something four times until it's right. And they're not used to that kind of learning. So a lot of them don't know what STEM is. They just have heard the name. So we try to immerse them in it and get them familiar with all the different facets.
So you referenced that, you know, a number of your students are low income and, you know, trying to get students of color interested in STEM. I know you're also interested in trying to get junior high girls interested in STEM. Are there particular challenges for those populations of students to try to get them exposed to these subjects and get them interested in it?
Well, a big part of it is they haven't ever really had any kind of experience with them. So that can be really challenging. And that's why we have so many different classes and opportunities. Like, we have a STEM club here at school. We have a First Lego League robotics team. These kids come to my robotics team and have never touched a robot before. So we want to give them an experience that they can build on. For girls in STEM, a lot of times, and this happened when I was young, we were always told there were jobs for boys and jobs for girls.
Right.
And something like an engineer wouldn't ever be something a woman would think that they should do. So when I first started this STEM program, my first year, I had one girl. Now more than half of my students are girls.
Wow.
Because we have shown them there's no gender or sex that says, you know, these jobs are reserved for you. And if my students learn anything from me, I want it to be that there are no limitations to what they can do, and there are no restrictions.
I'm curious how the last year and a half or so has been for you. I know that, you know, for teachers and students across the board, you know, especially last year was really challenging. I would think, especially given the subjects that you teach, it maybe was even a little more challenging.
Very much so. I'm thankful for some of the programs that are out there that are web-based. Like, for example, my engineering class, we have a pretty powerful program called Autodesk that doesn't even fit on our school laptops. I have a specific engineering classroom, a laboratory with desktop computers. There's no way that the laptops that we gave students as loaners could hold the Autodesk software. So thankfully, there is a web-based program called Tinkercad. So I had to learn that one. But thankfully, programs like that were web-based where the students could go on from home. And they also were able to play around with it after class if they wanted to. Otherwise, it was kind of challenging. For example, in our medical detectives class, we do a sheep brain dissection in our anatomy session. And I had a hybrid class at one point where I had students here and I had students at home, and I had seven students that were at home. And I didn't want to eliminate them or alienate them from the program. So my security specialist and I went to their houses. We dropped off. We did sort of like a ding-dong ditch thing where we went to their front doors. I had a brain and a scalpel and, you know, all the materials they needed, the latex gloves, everything. We put it in a grocery bag, put it by their front door. They knew we were coming, rang the bell, stepped away from the house, made sure someone picked it up, and the kids were able to do the brain dissections along with us. As we did it in class, they were on WebEx, and the students who were in person were doing it. And I gave them extra credit if they took a picture of their parent looking at this. And I have like the best pictures of parents like with like looks on their faces. And that is one of the challenges we had, but I wanted to overcome those challenges because it wasn't really their fault that they couldn't be here.
I can only imagine the conversation between your students and their parents. Mom, Dad, we're going to get a delivery later today. It's going to be a brain in a bag. Don't freak out. It's totally fine.
Yeah. It's like, hey, Mom, there's a brain and a scalpel out front. That's for me.
Would you grab
that
for
mine.
Me, please?
There was one dad. I did ring the doorbell and then step back, and he came to the door and he looked at me, and I told him, he was a Spanish-speaking parent, and I said to him in Spanish, you know, that's for so-and-so. And he was like, okay. And I said, don't open it. And he looked at me like, that makes someone want to open
right.
it. So I said, don't open it. It's school stuff. And he's, oh, okay. And then later on, the kid said that when he did open it, the dad was standing there and was curious, wanted to see what it was.
All right. That is Nancy Parra Quinlan, a STEM and CTE teacher at Kino Junior High in the Mesa Public School District. She's also the Arizona Educational Foundation's 2022 Arizona Teacher of the Year. Nancy, thanks so much for the conversation. Congratulations on the award, and good luck with the rest of the school year.
Thank you very much.